This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I am back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. And, of course, an hour from now will be on Newsmax TV. Less than an hour. 54 minutes from now will be on Newsmax TV. By the way, before I get to my column, that's going to be in Thursday's newspapers and Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal and syndicated around the country, that I think you'll want to hear, I want to mention this story from a listener. This story is from a listener named Greg. And Greg says, I thought you'd want to hear this, Wayne. A popular North Shore restaurant on Route 1 South in Saugus, Massachusetts, was shut down by the Department of Health due to a worker from Guatemala or Honduras with typhoid fever. Coincidentally, my wife and her family were just in an anniversary dinner celebration in Saugus, Massachusetts on Route 1 South on Saturday night. And obviously, I was very concerned. It turned out the restaurant we dined at was not the one shut down, but I've eaten that one a number of times. It's called Kelly's Roast Beef. Roast beef's a popular North Shore food. And Kelly is a local landmark eatery specializing in roast beef and seafood with multiple locations. Just another consequence of mass invasion of immigrants breaching our border and impacting our lives, culture, and safety. There's a big shortage of workers in the restaurant industry, and unfortunately, many illegals end up there. Unbelievable. God bless your friend Greg. So, you know, I constantly lecture about illegal immigration and the disaster it's causing in America, the environmental disaster, the humanitarian disaster, the rape disaster, the drug trafficking disaster, the child trafficking disaster, the MS-13 disaster, the murder disaster, all of those things, the welfare and debt disaster. They want to give them free health care. They want to give them free college, free phones, free contraception, free housing, free meals at school, free everything. And it's bankrupting America. But one more thing I've brought up before is the disease crisis and the disease problem. And this is just another great example. How many of you, raise your hand, who wants typhoid fever? Who wants someone with typhoid fever working at your restaurant, making your sandwich, cutting your roast beef? Can you imagine how disgusting that is? These diseases could happen in America, too. I'd love a liberal to say that. Oh, that could happen in America. Sure, could. But it doesn't. This is 100% about medieval diseases coming to America because illegals are bringing them with them. And they've got compromised immune systems because they come from countries where they spend their lives doing drugs and drinking too much. And they have no nutrition and no good food. And they don't take vitamins. They don't work out. Their lives are misery. Maybe they've been in prison in their former country and they picked it up there. Who knows what the reason is? They get no vaccines. Their country is a living third world crap hole. And they come here and they turn our country into a living third world crap hole. Just wanted to make sure you knew that was happening. Thank you, Greg, for getting that to me. All right, here's my commentary that's coming out. Thank you, by the way, to Megan Barth for taking hour number one. I love my Tuesdays because Megan takes hour number one and I get to work out in the gym for an hour. And I get to work. It's more than just working out in the gym. I always work out in the gym. But on the days where she's not here and I do the full 3 hours, I work out in the gym. But that means I have an hour less to make phone calls and make advertisers happy and find new advertisers and get ready for the show and 1,000 other duties, not to mention all my other businesses. So it's just an hour of uninterrupted exercise in the gym with my head clear, and I've had a full day of work, and it's great. Thank you, Megan. All right, so my commentary coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, and in newspapers near you, Australia's Trump Moment. My newspaper column on Sunday explained how Trump-like politicians are winning all over the globe. As if on cue, the results came in for Australia right after I finished that column, and it was too late. I had a deadline. It was a stunning upset for the ages for Trump-like conservative Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Timing isn't everything. It's the only thing. Thank you, Australia, for making me look really smart. Australia's election was an exact match with America's in every way. A carbon copy looking back to 2016 and looking ahead to 2020. It is a warning, a significant warning, a blinking red light warning, a neon Vegas sign warning for Democrats and anyone building a campaign around global warming, climate change, the Green New Deal, massive government regulation, higher taxes on the rich, and open borders. Same issue, same bias, leftist media bias, same results. Just like America in 2016, the leftist party called Labor in Australia thought they had it in the bag. The media, the political establishment, and all the credible pollsters predicted an easy victory for the left. Every respected media poll showed Labor winning by close to double digits. Just like Trump in 2016, the polls were all wrong. On election day, the Trump-like conservative Morrison and his party, called the Liberal National Coalition, won a shocking, stunning victory. Morrison was actually expanded on his party's lead in parliament. Not only was he supposed to lose, but his party was supposed to lose their whole lead in parliament, and they expanded it. So what happened? Australia is the canary in the coal mine for Democrats in 2020. First, the conservative Prime Minister Morrison was called, get ready now, write these down, a racist, a nationalist, a white extremist, an old white guy, a climate change denier, and an immigrant hater. Sound familiar? Isn't that what they call Donald Trump? Isn't that what they call Wayne Root? Isn't that what they call Bill O'Reilly? Isn't that what they call Sean Hannity? Isn't that what they call every important person on the right? Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage? Australia's silent majority voted for him. But just like in America, they whispered. No lawn signs, no bumper stickers, no public announcements that were for him. The people just smiled, bit their tongues, and voted in private. Once the curtain is closed, we're all forever Trumpers all over the world. Our side doesn't talk to pollsters, but never doubt we're out there voting for America first, America second, America third, America forever. Except in this case, substitute the word Australia for America. That's the only difference. How about the issues? The key issues in Australia's race look exactly like the key issues here in America. Labor campaign, that's the Democratic Party of Australia, Labor campaign on class envy, inequality, punishing success, and raising taxes on high achievers. They campaigned on massive carbon taxes and Green New Deal-like regulations to combat climate change. They campaigned on closing coal mines, on forcing energy costs to skyrocket in order to save the planet. They campaigned on switching to 50% renewable green energy by 2030, just like Nevada just did. Brilliant move, Governor Sisolak. Guess what? None of it worked. Australia's voters rejected it all. Silently. That's why they call them the silent majority. The winning conservative Morrison campaigned with a lump of coal in his hands. He brilliantly explained to voters that no green energy source in the world is as efficient, i.e. cheap, as carbon. He explained how new regulations and green energy standards would kill jobs, crush the economy, damage living standards, but accomplish absolutely nothing for global warming and climate change simply because China's annual emissions dwarf Australia's annual emissions. Duh. Immigration was also central to the right stunning upset. Labor, just like our Democrats, Labor Party in Australia, supported open borders. They want to let everyone into Australia. The conservatives want secure borders. The silent majority spoke again. Climate change and open borders are massive losers for working class and middle class voters. The Australian people chose economic growth, plentiful jobs, tax cuts, and support for the energy industry. For all intents and purposes, they chose Trump. They just didn't tell the pollsters in advance. That's my column coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, courtesy of my syndicator, Creator Syndicate, and I thought you'd like hearing that. The biggest news of the day, I think, at this point, if I were to sum it up, the biggest news of the day would be Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi calling for a special caucus meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning Wednesday tomorrow about the Trump impeachment. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen there. I can't wait. She's going to meet with President Trump tomorrow and after her meeting with Democrats on the Trump impeachment. Isn't that interesting? So I'm sure she's going to try and extort President Trump and say, I can impeach you. I could, but maybe I won't. Give us an extra $2 billion for climate change and global warming and leave the borders open and don't build a wall, and we won't impeach you. And if I was Trump, I'd give her the middle finger and the New York salute, and I'd tell her to go screw herself. Go ahead, I dare you to impeach me. You've lost the election, now lose it by a landslide. Come on, bring it on, you witch. That's what I'd say to her. You witch with a broom and a bee. That's what you are. Breaking reports, House Democratic leaders pushing Pelosi very hard on impeaching President Trump as soon as possible. And the prediction is that Pelosi will support impeachment within 2 weeks. Boy, you guys are going to go down to such a defeat. And I've said this again and again and again, that Bill Clinton really did something wrong. I mean, even today, all these years later, even as our morality has changed and degenerated and declined in so many ways in this country, even today, I would tell you that Trump has done nothing and Bill Clinton had sex with an intern far younger than him under his power on the White House desk or under the White House desk. That's a crime by every standard of the Me Too movement. He had power over an intern. She was young and stupid and impressionable. And he was not her boss. He was the President of the United States. And he had sex with a young girl, took advantage of her. So even today I would say what Clinton did was wrong. So there he got impeached, and guys like me screamed for impeachment, and Clinton wound up leaving office as the most popular president in history at the time. So obviously the American people didn't agree with Republicans or conservatives or Wayne Root. And I learned my lesson. People don't care about a little bit of sex. But it wasn't a little bit of sex. It was sex with an intern in the White House. But in this case, you're going so far that you've destroyed the Democratic Party. Because there isn't even any sex involved. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Yeah.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who runs USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication, a man of great taste, obviously. It's the Fred and Ed Show, dedicated to you two. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. And what I mean by that is they're a publicly traded company. They're a stock. You can buy them on the stock exchange. You can buy them on your Charles Schwab account. So if you like what you have to say, what I have to say about Fordham and their great CEO, Mark Bruner, a man who took a 15-cent a share stock and brought it to $200 per share, stock called Ultra Petroleum, made stockholders over $15 billion, and this is his new baby. If you like it, check it out. Go to FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. It's the most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. of A, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. All right, some of the stories in the news today. I love stories about Ilhan Omar. She's just such a wonderful woman, and she's doing so much for the Republican cause and Donald Trump. Every time she opens her ignorant mouth, it's a victory for the Republican Party and for Donald Trump. In an interview released Tuesday, meaning today, with the Nation's Next Left podcast, Ilhan Omar lamented some Americans' lack of understanding about the USA's refugee resettlement program, stating, "Ignorance really is pervasive in many parts of this country." You know, actually, ignorance is pervasive in Somalia. In America, we have smart people, and unfortunately, really dumb people sometimes come into the country. There are dumb people here, too. There are a few here and there. They generally vote Democrat and stay on welfare their whole lives. But lots of dumb people come to the country. Ignorant people with no talents, no skills, no education, can't even freaking speak English. My parents came here, but my grandparents came here. They didn't speak English either, and they learned English in a matter of months to survive. And then they took jobs, and then they saved their money, my grandfather, and then he opened his own butcher store, and it became a wild success, and he became one of the most important men in his entire community. And a superstar small businessman. That's what America's about. The ignorance comes from the people that we let in the country now, many of whom are just plain not really the kind of person you want in the United States of America if you want the best, not the worst. The worst is someone who comes here and murders and rapes, but the second worst is someone who comes here and wants welfare from cradle to grave for the rest of their lives. And studies prove that today's immigrants want welfare from cradle to grave for the rest of their lives. Studies prove the single biggest group on food stamps and welfare, cash welfare, is Muslims entering the United States of America. I'm just stating a fact. Fact that I stated in one of my books, The Murderer of the Middle Class. There's never been any group in the history of America who took welfare, cash welfare, and food stamps in the numbers that Muslims take. So that must mean Somalis in Minnesota are all on welfare. So I don't know who she to call us ignorant. I really don't know. But it's a disgusting thing to say, and she's a disgrace. And she's just firing us up, so keep talking. And then you have the Ocasio-Cortez of the world. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she says colonial cauliflower in community gardens makes minorities avoid environmentalism. She says, what I love is growing plants that are culturally familiar to community. It's so important, said the 29-year-old freshman congresswoman, while filming herself strolling through a community garden in the Bronx. That's really how you do it right, the socialist said. She then said that growing cauliflower in community gardens represents a colonial approach, turning off people of color from embracing environmentalism. When you really think about it, when someone says it's too hard to do a green space that grows yucca instead of, I don't know, cauliflower or something, what you're doing is you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism. And that's why a lot of communities of color get resistant to certain environmentalist movements, because they come with the colonial lens on them. What the frick is she talking about? Do you have any idea what this rambling moron with a pea-sized brain is saying? Do you even understand a word I just said? I don't understand anything that she just said. What is growing cauliflower in a garden have to do with black people not liking gardens? What does that have to do with Hispanic people not liking gardens? What does that have to do with Muslim people not liking gardens? What does that have to do with Muslim people not liking environmentalism? You're truly an idiot.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News,
the last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup, cold versus warm, for what you're seeing out there. So it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he told the House and Senate to continue working to keep Iran in check and protect American interests.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd, when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Brian.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, James Hurston is with us. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's Hollywood doing?
Hollywood, they're always apoplectic. This is a very emotional town. These are people who cry on cue for a living. And now they're screaming and crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth because some people who live in southern states are exercising their rights as citizens through the representative democratic process of their state and passing laws that Hollywood doesn't like. And they can't tolerate that. You're not allowed to have laws that they don't like. And so we got Alyssa Milano calling for sex strikes. We've got some production companies supposedly going to boycott. Doesn't seem like it's a serious boycott. And mainly you've got people mouthing off about women's body parts, which it's an interesting approach, but it ignores sort of the big issue, which happens to be legal personhood and human life. And I think that's been brought to the fore, don't you think, Wayne, by particularly that, they had a proposed legislation in Virginia. That governor, Ralph Northam, when he coldly, in front of the camera, while he's recorded, talks about the baby being born and how we make it comfortable. And then there's going to be a discussion with the doctor and the mother. The discussion about whether a human being who's born will live or not live. It's like, the Roman circus, and somebody puts their thumb down and the person dies.
Well, you said that you didn't think many of them were actually going to boycott Georgia over this, or boycott Alabama over the abortion bill, but it's Georgia's the big one. That's the one that a lot of filming goes on, and I don't think Alabama has much filming. And Ron Howard and Brian Grazer both say they will boycott Georgia if the heartbeat bill goes into effect. That's the Georgia version of this of the bill that was just passed in Alabama. I don't know if the Georgia bill has exceptions for rape and incest, does it? Do you know?
I think it does. I think that it was the Alabama bill that didn't have the exceptions. I think the Georgia bill does have some exceptions. But, Governor Kemp made a statement when he signed the bill or after he signed the bill. He told the press, we're going to do what's best for the citizens of Georgia, and we're not going to have some Hollywood C-listers tell us what to do. So Kemp is just in their face. And look, Opie, he's not a C-lister. Ronnie Howard is a big director, and he's got a movie called Hillbilly Elegy that's going to be filmed in Georgia next month. And they claim they're going forward to film the movie in Georgia, but if the bill goes into effect, which is supposed to in January, then they're going to stop filming and go to another state. Well, I think it's likely they'll finish before January. And what's happened with some other production companies, they say, well, we're set up in Georgia. We're going to keep filming, but we're going to donate part of our proceeds to the ACLU just to protest. And see, it's like they're buying an indulgence. It's like buying carbon credits. And Alyssa Milano did much the same thing. She kept shooting. She had some project in Georgia, and she kept shooting. So I just don't think the reason there's so much production in Georgia is because the tax credits are really high, and they build them into the financing for these projects, and they need them. And so
of course,
the big studios have been silent, and so that's why I think it's all kind of much ado about nothing with the boycott. The sex strike, now that could really work if it was, if it really went into effect. But you know, liberals aren't going to listen to Alyssa Milano. As a matter of fact, they attacked her. Did you know that they said that she's anti-feminist because she is implying that only men enjoy sex and women can give it up easily, and they give it to men as a kind of gratuitous gift, and this is an ancient concept. And they attacked Alyssa Milano, and even some of the Democrat politicians in Georgia, they don't want a boycott. They like, you know, the revenue. So Stacey Abrams, who lost for governor, the African-American woman, she says,
right.
Please don't boycott. You know, don't do a boycott. Let's just donate to the ACLU. So this is, and look, what is this? Really, I mean, now Louisiana's in it. I think there's six states. You know, Alabama's got the most restrictive. But it's a reaction. You know, in physics, there's an action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. When you have the images of these people in New York, these legislatures, having a standing ovation because they removed legal personhood from a human being, and basically, New York law, not only can you abort a child when it's coming out of the womb just because its umbilical cord is attached, you can terminate its life legally in New York. Not only that, but there used to be a law that if someone murdered a pregnant woman, they were charged with two murders.
Right,
not anymore in New York.
Yeah.
And also civil law. So they took away the legal personhood of an unborn child. And so, of course, there's going to be a reaction. Where's the reaction going to be in the Bible Belt in the South? Following the rules and passing laws, and the ACLU is free, as they will, as they're already doing, file lawsuits, and this will go back to the Supreme Court.
All right, well, look, I certainly agree. First of all, as a conservative, I am pro-life. And I agree with your opening comments, by the way, James, that, you know, every state has a right to do what every state wants to do. Just because California and Hollywood doesn't like what Alabama's doing, they have no right to change Alabama's law. They could just keep California where abortion is legal and anybody can get it until the moment of birth or after birth. They could do whatever they want in California. But why are they so upset about what Alabama does? I'm a states' rights guy, and you have no right to interfere with what Alabamans want. But I also do want to state something. I wanted to get your reaction to it. I think that Democrats have lost the high ground on abortion, or at least they had lost it. You know, with all their crazy, extreme, radical comments and desires to abort a baby to the last minute and abort a baby after it's born. And all this stuff is so radical that we were winning. And we should have just shut up and stood pat and pointed to how extreme they were. There was no reason to pass this bill in Alabama before the 2020 election. And if you did pass it, it should have been a bill that has a chance to actually be approved by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's never going to allow this when you don't have an exception for rape and incest. And in my opinion, it's a bad example to take to the Supreme Court, and it hurts us because now you've taken the moral high ground away from us because they're extreme and we're extreme, and it gets all the women riled up, and it could cause a problem in the 2020 elections. I think it's a mistake. My thought.
I have a two-part response to your thought. First,
okay.
The president agrees with you because he tweeted out that he has an exception for rape and incest, just like Ronald Reagan. That's been the main belief of the Republican Party. So strategically, I absolutely agree with you. But also strategically, I think the pro-life and the Republican and the right-of-center people still have the much stronger, better part of this argument, because it's so easy for people to understand that Ralph Northam videotape is a campaign ad. People understand what a baby is and what it is to have a discussion about whether we're going to kill a newly born baby. So I think we have the better argument, because really what we're talking about, the focus is always away from the child. And also what we're talking about is science. Roe versus Wade was based on archaic, rotten science. And it was modified with the Casey case to some extent. But the science of human development and the science of being able, with ultrasound, with 4D ultrasound, to see what's happening in the womb has come so far. And that's what, you know, essentially the left has been trying to suppress the real images of human development, and they've been trying to suppress what the abortion procedure actually is. If that information, that's part of the reason we're winning, because that information is getting out.
Well, I hope so. I mean, look, I talked about a story all day yesterday about an illegal immigrant who literally was convicted in Oregon for raping a dog to death. Did you see that story?
You know, I didn't read the story. I read a description of it on the social media. I had to turn my head away.
Yeah, because, it's very disgusting.
You know,
very horrible.
You think, I mean, there's something, you know, raping anybody or any creature is abhorrent. But the idea that someone would do that
to a small dog. So the reason I bring it up, I just want to make sure you know why I brought it up. Because to me, that's where our efforts should be, and that's the campaign ads. I would just stay away from abortion. Leave the issue alone. Let women just, you know, just don't get involved in it. Make them mad at us. Why even bring it up? Everyone's going to be against a dog getting raped, but it's a vicious, controversial thing when you bring up abortion. So I just
don't worry, Wayne.
Yeah.
The sex strike will end soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope the sex strike ends soon. All right, for all the guys' sake. Okay, by the way, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The phone number is 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you'll get 20% off all their great silver products. My Doctor Suggests. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm put fruits and babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Chris is in my ear. What, is Gary Sanchez? Is that another home run? Oh, a double off the wall. All right. Gary Sanchez, one hell of a hitter. Wow. In the tradition of great Yankee catchers, right? Yogi Berra, Bill Dickey, was it Howard Elston, was it? I'm trying to remember now. Thurman Munson, of course. Yeah. Just great player as a catcher for the New York Yankees. Bill Dickey, one of the most underrated players in the history of baseball. He's a superstar. All right, Newsmax TV is on in about 8 minutes. And I will be on it. It's the Wayne Allen Root Show, so generally I'm on it. And Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable channel. We're in 80 million homes. We're on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. And we're really conservative, much more conservative than Fox News. Certainly my show is. And you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial, like here in Vegas. Cox doesn't carry it. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397 and tell them you demand Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. They got to pick up Newsmax, all right? All right, we're back with my great friend every Tuesday afternoon, James Hurston. What a great guy. New York Times bestselling author, super intelligent guy, law professor, has a nice way as a communicator. Love having him on the show. Website is jameshurston.com. Welcome back, James.
Hey, great to continue our conversation.
I just realized something. You might think I'm insane. You probably thought for a moment there I was nuts. Why did I bring up that a guy in Oregon raped a dog to death and say that should be the Republicans' campaign issue? I never finished part two because I was in a rush. He was an illegal immigrant, and they let him out of jail without giving him to ICE, even though ICE requested getting him. That's a campaign issue. That's Willie Horton. This man raped a dog to death, and the Democrats are so afraid of offending an illegal, they let him back into the community and wouldn't tell ICE, and he walked out the courtroom door because they only gave him 60 days in jail, and he served 60 days in jail while waiting for his trial. They found him guilty, and so they said, sorry, time served, go ahead and leave. and that's it. He walks out the door. He's a crazy, homicidal, raping, illegal alien who killed an innocent little Lopso Opso. And they don't care. Democrats don't care. So all the women who vote Democrat, who have a heart, they all love dogs. They all love animals. They belong to those, you know, organizations like PETA. I think this is a great issue, and I'm sorry I didn't give you the second half because I was rushing. But the point was, that's why it's a campaign issue. There it is.
No, and you'll notice that when people who are holding office and people who are talking about the upcoming elections, they always bring up the immigration issue first. It is, and we're talking about the other side who wants open borders, abolish ICE, reforms of the horrible, massive loopholes that are destroying our country right now that have this unprecedented migrant population coming in. It's a huge, huge issue. You're absolutely right. But similarly, the extreme views on life, the extreme views on taxes, socialism, democratic socialism, an oxymoron, all of those are fair game. And I just think, and we can see the candidates, they're still drifting farther leftward, coming out with more crazy policies, crazy ideas. Another big issue is going to be the Second Amendment. The president brings it up at every stump speech because the Democrats have jettisoned the Second Amendment. They're talking confiscation. And so on every issue, they're off on the furthest extreme. But I agree with you. That horrible story, the one thing it does, it sticks in your head. And unfortunately, we live in a society where many people and people who vote in elections, they will be more moved by a suffering animal than they will by a suffering human being. And that's
the
unfortunate truth.
And don't forget, James Hurston, that Bernie Sanders would want that dog rapist and murderer to vote. He thinks everybody from a prison cell they should vote. Not an ex-felon, a former felon, but a current resident of a prison cell should cancel out my vote, even if they're a mass murderer, a terrorist, someone who raped and murdered an innocent woman or an innocent child, a pedophile, or someone who raped a dog to death and is an illegal immigrant. He'd have them all voting from a prison cell, and in Oregon, they want them walking around their streets because God forbid you should ever hand one of them over to ICE, even if they're a dog rapist. I think it's a great issue because everyone understands dogs, everybody loves dogs, and it brings home this feeling that the Democratic Party is insane. Who would ever let somebody walk when he could be deported from the country when he raped a dog to death? It so blew me away, James, that I've been thinking about it for 24 hours, how sick it is. It's amazing. I'm sorry our time ran out because there's so much more to talk about. There's so much more to talk about. We never got to Bette Midler or Jeff Daniels or the guy called Pete Butthead, the mayor of South Bend. I wanted to get to all of it, but we used up our time in many other ways. All good, though. All good. Always great to have you on. Thank you, James.
All right. Take care now, Wayne.
Great to have you with us. Thank you. New York Times bestselling author, JamesHurston.com is the website. And we enjoy talking about Hollywood and all kinds of interesting things. Law professor, good angles there as well. Time for Newsmax TV right now, and I'll take it on national TV in about 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh.